Built into the morning is the call of God to every person. Within each morning is His intent towards us, causing a rise in people's hearts to return, to come home to Jesus. Some of the following may seem repetitive, but I believe it's all worth saying as often as necessary until we get it down in our hearts. You know what I mean? In the Hebrew word rain, there is the hidden and revealed source of blessing. Men may not know where the sprinkling comes from, but when the sprinkling on the earth is revealed, man is inspired to return. In the morning, there is the rising of the light, the plowing under of the evening. The morning is like an emissary of holiness, top and first of the day. In the newness of the morning again, man is inspired to return. When it rains in the morning, it is a double pull on the hearts of people, and I don't know about you, but I get a peculiar longing in my heart. The world may not realize it, but every morning, the appeal of the Lord to return is for everyone, everywhere, calling us to come home. You know, the Lord has always got an eye out for the fallen sparks, always calling them to come home. There is always room for the lost sparks to return.
Return.
On that note, some may say returning to God is a fluid process, and the returning heart can arrive home by many different ways. But we must ask ourselves a very necessary question. How does the Lord say we should come home? God is very specific about this, and it is not flexible. Twice in John 10, Jesus said, "I am the door." In John 14, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." And then the passage through to home becomes more defined when Jesus narrows it down even further by saying, "If you have known me, then you've known the Father," implying that if someone does not know Jesus, then they don't know the Father and can't reach the Father without going through the Son. Returning home is a nice romantic thing to dream about, but it is more stringent than simply doing however you want, believing whatever suits you, based on what you think or the rumors you've heard. God was very specific about who shall return and how they'll enter into heaven. Very specific indeed. Once God has spoken, once His words have left His mouth, they continue to be spoken. That is amazing. And I'll say it again. Once the Lord has spoken, His words do not stop being said. They will continue until the end, when all things will be revealed. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is as established as the morning that is happening before our very eyes. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain upon the earth. I'll say that with slightly different words. Let us be steady and ready to study God. Let us be eager for God knowledge. As sure as dawn breaks, so sure in His daily arrival, God is here. He comes as the rain comes, as spring rain, refreshing the ground. In every pleasant thing God has created, know that not only did the Lord make it for us, but there is a subtle call to us all. And yes, I realize I'm using the phrase "call to come home" and "call to return" repetitively. But it is so important that we hear and understand what the Lord is saying. So much of everything in the world has diluted God's intent, basically washed all the God meaning out of so many of their words are virtually weightless anymore. and that in our present system of words and definitions, we easily lose sight of His love. We are called upon in Philippians 4:8 to think on whatsoever things are lovely. In the word lovely, there is the call of the Lord to let go of the hindrances of this life.
Let go.
Focus your attention on Jesus and return to the God of our fathers. When anyone walks into a garden and it's just bursting with brilliant flowers, doesn't there rise in your heart an inclination to marvel? The call to return pulls at our hearts even when we look at the night sky and gaze at the moon. The Lord's longing for us to be restored can be found in almost every part of creation. Many don't see or hear, but it is there. I think a lot of us are clueless as to the vastness of our cluelessness. Will we respond to His ever-present call? Either we do or we don't. There is no sort of, pretty much, or for the most part. It's a persistent call, an unrelenting call to all mankind, generation to generation, every morning, every evening, every flower, every waterfall, every mist, and every drop of rain which falls. The Lord beckons us to come away with Him and sing the song of a rising new day.